Hello and welcome back to the Cricket Casuals podcast. I'm Adam. I'm here again with JT, Aidan and Mots, and we are here to talk to you about the Content Creators Cup that happened just a couple of weeks ago. It was what an amazing day. I mean, it was incredible from start to finish, really. But we're going to start with Aidan's thoughts, because this poor man has spent the last year organising this from start to finish. And so how did you feel on the morning when you woke up and it was actually time for it to be realised?
I mean, I didn't really like sink in that it was going to happen until I got to the ground. Like, I'm not a morning person anyway, so I think luckily the place we were staying was about 10 minutes away. So I woke up about 8:30, got there, and I thought, oh, I'll be the first person there. And I turned the corner and there's JT, there's Pavel, you know, the district boys. And I'm like, I'm meeting all these people that I've seen creating content and who are like absolute goats of cricket content, and they're all turning up, and I'm like, you're actually real. And the years worth of planning, it was just mental. But then the way it all turned out was probably better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, there was a slight little bit of stress. I mean, the weather, we got there, it was a little bit gloomy, but then the sun came through and cracking weather. Yeah. And just everything seemed to go swimmingly. I mean, there was a couple of little niggles here and there, but overall, what a day.
Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think it was probably even better than I thought. You know, when you think about something, and I mean, I'm a massive overthinker anyway, so I was thinking about things that could go wrong, but then everyone kind of came together, and I've said this before in like the group chats, like getting 50, 60 people together, you'd expect there to be someone who didn't fit in or maybe was a little bit awkward, but generally everyone was so nice, like just generally good people. And that just made the day even better, because you could just sit down and chat to anyone. Like, it was all just cricket fans, wasn't it? Like, get together, enjoy a day of cricket. Which just, yeah. Honestly, if you can get tickets the next year, come along, join us, and you'll bloody love it.
what did Pavel say at the end? There's good people here? That was the...
good people here. That, honestly, that popped the day off. But someone has come from Romania and has been around the world and says that about the kind of group that we've put together. And what we don't want it to be is a closed group. It's going to be an open group. So, you know, we have people there with millions of followers, and we have people there who have just started out on their journey. And I think that's a real testament to kind of the people that were there. No one thought they were better than someone else. You could literally, you could look around and someone with a million followers was chatting to someone with, you know, 1,000. And that's what cricket's about, really. It's a good community. Mutz did a cracking interview on Serious Cricket that I've seen today.
What did you
say, Mutz? Like, I wish the world could be like this. I share that.
I must have been on a very, it was one of them moments. I can't actually remember it. You know, when you're with your adrenaline's that high. I can't actually remember saying any of that. I must have been in another world. It was that
you were still off your face on painkillers, mate.
No, I didn't take any. I was feeling it. I wanted to feel every moment of that spectacular day.
Everyone to feel every pain, every painful stride. So, JT, your club, Woodall Spa, amazing job hosting. I mean, what a beautiful ground, what beautiful tees, what just beautiful people. I mean, it went down really well. How did you feel in the morning and hosting this big event?
Obviously very nervous about the whole day. Like I say, it's at my club, been there 25th year playing there. I know how good of a club it is. I know the ground. And when the sun shines, it just looks, and it did. It did. Like Aidan said,
it started
off a bit gloomy, but as soon as we got to that first game and the sun just sort of, it like went click and it just went, right, the sun's out, and it was beautiful. I think maybe 10 minutes into the first game, and it was like, yeah. It all just sort of, like Aidan said, so many people just came together and was just basically united around cricket and cricket content, and just trying to bring the game to more people and show what can be done. Yeah, it was a very good day. I enjoyed it throughout different points. There was some really good stuff in the first game, which we'll get to, but which I was umpiring in. But yeah, it was good to be part of the whole thing, trying to organise it. And like I say, I love Woodall. Woodall's been my club since I was 13. So to have the first one there and showcase it. And I've had a lot of people who watched the stream that obviously weren't there and said that the ground looked really good. And that's why it's one of the best, if not the... And I am biased, but it is one of the best. And it was voted last year as the best ground in Lincolnshire. So, and I think that showed it. And it really encapsulated everything I think that cricket's about in my eyes. So,
yeah. I agree. I think it's part of the Content Creators Cup legacy now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully, in 10 years, when we're selling out loads for this thing, there'll be fewer OGs there who remember that first one at Woodall Spa.
Exactly. When we've got 9 stars across the top of the.
Oh, yeah.
I love that star image. That was so good.
That was brilliant.
Oh, anyway, not to give it away. But people should know by now the results. But yeah.
We need to get the little gold trophy that like the Premier League winners have, the World Cup winners have, and like the centre middle of the chest as well.
Like that.
So semi-final one was obviously between Cricket District and Serious Cricket, main sponsors.
Yep.
Who did you think was going to win, looking at the teams on that? Because there's some big players in both teams. So who were your money on before they even went out?
Serious Cricket. 100%.
Serious.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And then I saw Jack, and he's a gun, isn't he? He's he's batted, and then afterwards he's bowling. I was like, well, wait a minute, this geezer's coming in proper hot.
To win, didn't they, Cricket District? They came to win for sure.
I'm not sure they put that out there, but I think everyone wanted to win. We just were blatant about it, and we were just going for it. The rest of them were, trying to be, play along. We're just there for fun, but they weren't really, were they?
No, I mean that showed how we started our semi final, which we'll go into a bit later. But the very first ball, what we did, showed. I don't think we weren't taking it entirely seriously.
Why are we all laughing? That's unbelievable captaincy.
It was almost brilliant captaincy.
It was almost brilliant.
Out of everyone,
it was going to be Yash who was going to catch it. It wasn't going to be me at
the
second slip,
Bournemouth
with the gloves. Sorry,
I should have been another 5 metres back, and then I probably still wouldn't have caught it, but at least I would have seen it go past me. Wow, man. I mean, that was surreal. I think because the thing was, it led up to like 4 hours of waiting and like all the adrenaline and the rush, and then this massive pink ball is flying at you. And like you're completely in the wrong position. And there's 9 people standing next to you. Thinking, this is all very odd. Why am I in Woodall?
It's like a wake up call.
But yeah, the first semi final. I mean, I was umpiring it, so it was a bit. Like I say, going back to it, it was all a little bit surreal. Who end up umpiring, because you've got obviously Cricket District. You've got Badger behind the stumps for Serious, you got Hinders bowling and obviously batting later on. It was all a little bit surreal. I think the whole day was a little bit, but I think both teams had their own strengths and weaknesses, but we obviously know how the result went, but it just ebbed and flowed because it's like, Cricket District, when they were batting, they started quite strong, and obviously if Jack has obviously didn't retire, they'll obviously put on a fairly bigger score. But
he would have scored a double 100, I reckon. I'm telling you, the way he was batting.
Yeah, because then they're middle, and obviously the one bit that still stands out, and I had it something similar to happen to me this weekend, where MRP got bowled and then didn't walk.
Yeah. That's funny. I wonder what he thought had happened. Do you think he thought that the keeper had taken the stumps? Probably.
Because Rowan had been demolishing the stumps all day.
To be fair, those stumps were very finely pushed in. Every time something Nottingham just exploded.
I don't know if they were just slightly thick. I don't know, but yeah.
Maybe
serious sense, sort of like lightweight stumps, so yeah. They would maybe shatter that way.
Stumps on the ground is the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes it look more impressive.
Cricket District put on 126. Obviously, I've serious got, cricket then.
I've got to say, though, R. John did a sterling job umpiring. I was at the side of the first game. And I was sledging like no one's business from me off, just the other team. And everyone that was near me filled it, just as you would at a normal county or an international match. You know, not sledging, I was having a laugh. But John, your umpire was on point, mate. I've got the slow-mos, I've got all sorts. And you made some good decisions. I was literally swearing at you at the boundary going, that's out, mate, that's out. You've got to be given that.
Well, I've proven it on my, even on my TikTok with Jack's run out, he was in. And I gave that not out. The one I am, and I'm going to say this one now. There's the LBW. Munners went up for. I'm sorry, Munners. I'll say it now. I'll say it on the pod. So if you listen to the pod, Munners, that's the only time I'm saying it. I won't say it on TikTok. I won't say it on Instagram. I'm saying it here. I think I got that one wrong. That LBW.
For the appeal. Like the over the top appeal, just give it
that
out.
To be fair, at the time, I thought he did turn that one. He didn't turn many, but when he turned one, and this is coming from somebody who doesn't turn it much myself, when he turned that one, it turned quite sharply. So I thought, oh, I might be just, but yeah, now looking back at it.
So yeah. I think you got them mostly right, though. I think that's
there was one. Dave Painter, he got LBW when I was confident. Even he said it. I've heard him say it afterwards, and he was happy with that.
I think any umpire sort of really. The only bad stinkers of decisions. Nobody was complaining about getting LBW or anything like that.
There were way too many cameras for anybody to be doing anything. Yeah. I mean, it was like I'll talk about it. I mean, it's like heaven for me. You know, I could just say whatever I wanted because that's just me normally. And these like had to respond. Like normally they'd tell me to shut up or, you know, cameras, F off, just keep you, shut up, people, or whatever. But they couldn't say none of that. It was so funny, man. Brilliant. Yeah.
so first game then, JT, the beauty of it is that we had so many creators doing battles, haven't we? You've seen those, like, who won.
Yeah.
So we had Jack Bowler at Munners. Yeah, Binder's in there. You've obviously got Badger keeping. Were the vibes out there good as an umpire?
It was good. Serious were bowling. And when the bit I remember, I was at square leg when it happened because Dave Painter took the catch, was when Tim got out. And all I heard was Munners running from like short third man. I think he goes, Cookie! And just started shouting towards him because he obviously got the wicket. So that was fun. That was quite funny. That was a good battle, I think. Yeah. It's a shame he didn't get a chance to bowl against him, but that would have been even better. Yeah. But
he was distraught in the changing room. I mean, on the side in the pavilion, just like it was, he was in bits. He was, mate.
But yeah,
shouldn't have been in the pub the night before, should they?
Probably helps, didn't it? I heard.
All in all, yeah, it was good out there. It was really good. I think all games were, but I think it was good. Good vibes, and people were just, they were still trying to win. They were trying to bowl properly and score runs properly, and obviously Jack, like we said already, Jack certainly was trying to play properly. He definitely hit it to all parts. There was a couple of shots.
26 on. Yeah. In the end, did you think that was?
I think they like I said, they faltered a bit, didn't they? Because obviously Jack went off at like a flyer fairly early on after Tim got out, and then when he retired, they seemed to falter a bit, and Sirius brought it back, and then you had that bit of chaos near the end where Sam from Buffalo ended up hitting a couple of big bombs as well, and that crowd catch from Matty Mills was with a drink in his hand. Didn't spill a drop, I don't think, either. So
he didn't. That was perfectly taken. Yeah, it was beautiful.
One-handed. So
it's the first thing they teach you in Peterborough, that.
Catching me a drink in your hand.
Yeah,
don't drop the drink.
I thought they had a decent total, considering the ebbs and flow of the innings anyway in a 20-over. I think they still had a decent total, so it was going to be difficult, I think. And they,
Yeah, I mean, it went down to the last over. I mean, it was really, I think, the last three balls. And then, I mean, did they need eight off, not seven off three? And
yeah, it was
then,
7 off 3. Yeah.
But your brother
Riz,
Mutts
Riz done his
decided that
rounds.
he'd had enough of this and just carved one over, sort of
That
one
was
over
shot of the
six.
day. I don't care the situation and everything. That was a shot of the day.
He tried to play against you later on, didn't he? But we'll
He
talk
did.
about that. But
Yeah, he
yeah,
did.
that short boundary and yeah, over any a six over cover is a six over cover is, do you know what I mean? It's one of the hardest shots out there,
Yeah,
isn't it? But
yeah, and that
yeah,
one in the game,
I
isn't it,
mean it
basically,
was
isn't
there.
it?
It, I mean, any decent player would tell you it was there to hit, to be fair.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
Still gotta hit it though. Still gotta hit
Yeah,
it.
I
It's
mean for me and you, Adam, you know what I mean? That's like,
I'd have
yeah,
chipped that
dream.
straight
But
to
like,
cover. I missed it entirely.
yeah, cool. So I would have edged it to the keeper.
Yeah,
or edged it onto the stumps.
but this is where it put because when Cricket District started fielding and bowling, MRB he bowled absolutely superb early on. Early on, he bowled his four, didn't he? Straight through. Did he bowl four? I can't remember now.
Four,
Was it
and then
three?
he went for four and his on
Oh,
his
he
last
bowled. He
ball
did
of
bowl
the
three, and
over.
then bowled the last one. Yeah.
I mean,
He went
after the
for.
second over, they were doing series with 2 for 7, so
Yeah.
it got rid of like they faltered early. So it was looking like
Yeah.
actually 127 was a long way away.
So I mean, yeah.
And there's some good
Was a
players, mate.
cracking game, wasn't it? For the opener, like, I was doing a lot of meet and greets to start with, so I didn't watch most of it, but I watched the last kind of the ending of the game, and I was like, this is better than the IPL. Going down to the last over.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't even if we scripted it, I don't think we could have made it as like intense and it was and I think credit to all the captains on the day was with the difference of like abilities, we still made it, I think, fun for everyone. Everyone got to be involved. I don't think anyone felt like they were out of their depth too much.
No.
And it was just a well constructed day, I think, and made for a good viewing of cricket in that first game. Did enjoy it.
Yeah, oh,
Yeah,
100%.
you set it
Yeah,
up nicely. And
I
that's the
mean,
last thing you want is the first game to be just like a steamrolling. It's set it up nicely, I think.
a
Brilliant game. Absolutely
Munna's
fantastic game.
batted well as well because he was a spark for Sirius in that in the middle of the innings or when he came in. So he
Yes.
got 40
Yeah.
odd, didn't he?
Him and Uzzy from B3 put a nice little partnership on
Yeah,
and helped him get up to
and.
around like 70, 80, and then
They
from
had a
there on.
very good team, Sirius. On a, you look at the players and like they're just
Oh
like they. I mean,
yeah.
currently play are, you know, two first team, you know, and they're old, so they played in the Premiership for years and years.
Yeah.
You know, Munna's in there, another Premiership player, and yeah, it just, and the kids were decent as well. So,
And
yeah, well,
Munna's is scoot off
oh, that's
off
lovely. Yeah,
Jack.
that was good. That's really nice. Yeah,
And the
that
bowler,
was good.
whoa. Yeah,
Yeah.
they were a good team, man. They were really,
Yeah.
I mean,
Good
they're good.
players
Yeah.
in them teams, yeah.
Someone did well on setting up the fixtures, didn't
Yeah, it was well randomized, I'd say.
Yes, very, very well planned.
So Sirius progressed to the final. They knocked out Cricket District in the first game. So now we
I
come
mean,
to our game.
just gotta say though, with Cricket District, they really went for it. The way, I mean, whoever's captain, I don't know who was captain, but they really made it because they were behind. I thought they were behind quite a lot of the way, and they made it exciting, got to the end. And I honestly thought they were on top until that four went, that off the last ball of the penalty went over. And I thought, okay, there's 13, I think, to get. And like 13 in the last over, and that under that pressure was decent, man. But yeah, it was a wicked game, brilliant. Cricket District, mate. I mean, they took a seriously good captaincy. Everyone got to play. Proper village
It's
and competitive, exactly how it should be.
100%,
yeah.
Perfect. The top marks for kit as well. That Cricket District kit was lovely. That was nice.
Yeah,
That
not
was
as good as ours.
probably the second best kit on the day.
I nabbed one
Yeah,
as well.
definitely second
I've
best.
got one.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I noticed you've got one actually. You were spawning in a TikTok day after. I
Yeah,
thought,
I
hold on a
was. Yeah.
minute. This
Hello. This seems an excellent place to plug where you can buy some merch, I think, Adam.
Yeah, sure. So if you want to buy any of the, if you want to buy the successful inaugural Content Cup winner shirt, head over to Serious Cricket. Visit Creek Casual Store. We'll put a link in the bios. Mutz is holding it up there, aiding and JT are modelling theirs. It's not available with the star, unfortunately, but
No.
you can stick one on. But yeah, they're all there. The well,
Three of them,
the
yeah.
con yeah, the Content Creators Cut one is there, the yellow one, and also the Series Cricket one is there as well. Cricket District have obviously got their own sponsors, so they got theirs manufactured. I'm sure you can buy theirs from wherever you can buy theirs from if you head to their channels. But it's obviously better if you get the winners one, right? You don't want this. You don't want the. You don't want the first team knocked out of the Content Creators Cup. You don't want
Get
that
it
guilt.
with the best name on the back.
Name and
Maybe
numbers on the back. And Champs
what?
24.
Remember,
what £1 of every sale goes to Runs for Research as well, who are the charity partners on the day. So it's all going for a good cause.
This podcast is sponsored by Just Initials. Just Initials make personalised stickers for your bat so you can look the part no matter where you bat in the order. Use code CC10 for 10% off your order at justinitials.co.uk. Search Just Initials and use code CC10 for 10% off. The Cricket Casuals podcast is sponsored by Neon Cricket. Neon's range of cricket equipment is perfect for all levels of cricketer, from Sunday casual to Premier League. Use CCX Neon at neoncricket.co.uk for 20% off your order. Search Neon Cricket and use CCX Neon for 20% off Neon Cricket equipment.
So now, second semi-final. Sirius obviously already cementing their position in the final game. So it was us versus the Content Creators Cup. Dan, at our cricket's team, he was the captain there. They obviously had some big players in there. They had Pavel. They had Sank from Cricket Simple. Quite a few other players as well.
Can You Cricket?
Can You Cricket was in there, yeah.
Boom Boom.
Yeah, Boom Boom was the worrying
big
one.
Players. I mean, we were going up against this knowing that we didn't have, or thinking we didn't have that much in the way of pace bowling until up steps TJR and nearly blows Mutz's head off. First ball.
I thought you were going to throw to me then.
No,
he doesn't really look like him, but he kind of dawdles up a bit like Joshua, right? And like, you know, just like whatever. And then it's all
got really
arms
snappy
and
action.
Shoulders. Yeah, it's just arms. It's that arms and shoulders, like blah. Yeah. Okay,
it's quite explosive. Yeah, it just blows through it and whips it down.
I could not get the range or anything of it of him for a while. I think maybe in the second game, so it took 20 overs.
But I mean, yeah, so we obviously set up against the Content Creators Cup, against Content Creators 11. We set with 9 slips for the first ball because, you know, why not?
I wasn't on at that point, by the way.
No, you weren't. You were still.
I left you for reserve fielder.
I gave her, Bella was on, wasn't she? So.
But did he nick it, Mutz? Was that a genuine drop or was that just sort of a crowd catch? Because I was really excited at third slip. I was really excited.
No, he didn't touch it.
He had a loft, didn't he?
He went
I would be the first one to put it up as a drop, but he never touched it.
I think we have to throw it out there. It's Jacob Noakes, Property Cricket.
Yeah.
We gave him the gaps to hit, and fair play, he went for it. He didn't leave it.
You have to. Yeah. If somebody says something nice slips, you've got to try and swing.
Let's be honest, if he'd have left it, you should have kept the 9 slips.
I would have.
Yeah, until he played at one.
Imagine, just a stalemate, just 9 slips for the first 5 overs until he plays a shot. Just
you won't be like waiting that long, but yeah.
Cricket. Yeah. So yeah, obviously the Content Creators bagged first. They ended up getting 89. Which was after the previous game was probably a below par score. How did you feel? Do you think that's a testament to us as a fielding team? I thought we fielded very well, if I say so myself. I don't know what your thoughts are. You captain, you obviously guided us to bowl them out for that.
I think without sounding too hot, I think Robbo and Yash had 2 up front, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was slightly torn between should I just leave them on, have a quick win. Because they could have if they carried on, it would have been ridiculous. But I think sharing it round, and to be fair, Sank and Polly came out and batted well in partnership. And I think even Dan said in their video, the top 6 apologised, and those 2 saved the day and got them back into the game. I think like even We think 89 is below par, but scoreboard pressure. And I think we did find out, didn't we, when we batted and a couple of wickets fall, you know.
Yeah.
If you think you're in trouble. But no, I think, like I said, good fielding all round. Bella Reserve came on, did her job for 5 overs. JT was getting a sandwich, weren't you, mate?
Well, yeah, I was, yeah. I needed to.
Yeah. Medical reasons. But no, I think just, yeah, everyone knew their jobs. Everyone knew what they were doing. I think we dotted around the bowling, except I don't think I put my ankle on in the semi, but we'll get to the final.
No, in the semi, Yash bowled two, TJR bowled two, John bowled out, Jake from Runs
I gave
Research.
Him a score, you see.
Jake from Runs for Research was a serious bowler. He was,
yeah.
No, which he I bowled didn't really know, nicely. See.
That's a weird thing about captaining on the day. Like, I knew of people, so I knew Robbo was decent. I didn't realise Yash was as good as he was. Didn't realise Jake was that good. Like, I knew it was Prem cricket, but I was like, oh, I'll just chuck him a ball, see what happens.
Yeah.
Youngsters were unbelievable. Regina international cricketer as well.
How many do you think Regina went for? She bowled 4 overs. How many do you think she went for?
Not many, like no. Seven.
Six,
yeah,
so tight. Obscene. Four overs in a T20 going for six, and you bowled two and went for 15.
And to be fair, the first over had 5 dots to start. So
to be fair, I didn't know you had that in you.
I didn't either, mate. So.
it was the next session the night before.
Yeah, trundling, bowl about 35 miles an hour. Like I said, every ball was a slow ball. And Sank, I'll let you have it, mate. You can get me away until the last one. Actually, Michael from B3 was umpire, and he went, it's a very rare thing to bowl a maiden in a T20. Just don't bowl wide. And I dropped it short and down leg side. Got bit before. So I was like, oh, no. I think you can see it on the camera. I'm there just like, oh, you idiot. Anyway.
I think it was, you bowled well. And I think Sank played well, like you said, Sank with Polly. Just hanging there and just started accumulating a little bit. But then it ultimately fell to the Italian international, Forza Italia of Regina, won out in the end. But yeah, so in our innings, I think I was going out there opening for the first time. I've never batted any higher than seven before.
Inspired captaincy, I think you'll find.
When you sort of said, oh, do you want to open the day before? I thought, oh, that's a funny joke. When's the real order coming out? but I mean, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean I've never done that before. And I just thought, well, yeah, I was trying to win every ball, just trying to sort of hark back to my early Feebly days and working. I enjoyed it immensely. I mean, I've relived every single ball of that. like so many times. I've watched my GoPro videos, I've watched so much footage of me just I got 23 from 24 balls, which, you know, is a quite a modest opener score, but for me my previous high score was 14. And I think it's probably helped that I didn't feel like we had to go
smash
quickly.
It yeah that's from ball
I thought
one.
Like 89 is a low score in T20, and I know that we've got come in, we've got like, obviously, you guys, John, you can hit a ball like much.
Yeah, I can hit a ball.
Obviously, we've got. We'll come on to that shortly. TJR and Yash and things.
I've got to say this, right? I was busy doing whatever. I think I was batting after you, so I might have been getting ready. So I wasn't watching you bat. And I glanced up at the scoreboard and I saw 22 and I saw someone on 4. And I thought, okay, Adam's on 4, so he's doing it. And then someone tells me that, then the kid gets out. I goes, oh, he must have scored 22 when he got out. And he goes, no, that was Adam. I'm like, okay, what? Wait, so sorry about that.
No. I expected as much. I didn't expect, because I thought, I'm going up against, like, potentially Pavel Florin here, international bowler. I'm going up against people who play leagues higher than the standard I used to when I play. It's like, there's no way I'm not going to get anywhere near double figures here. So yeah, I had a great time. I mean, it's probably one of the better holidays I've ever had, to be honest.
It was
the worst holidays. But credit to the youngsters, Brian and Makesh, Hesh, they obviously batted well. Well, Brian did, batted really well, really nice in the final as well. Mahesh fell victim to Jacob Faulkner, who's from
Northampton, Northampton,
yeah,
or somewhere around that way.
But yeah,
all the youngsters on the day, decent cricketers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, just by the way, I just need we do need to just quickly. I know we didn't mention him in the first game, but Finlay Twink's batted really well in that first game. I meant to mention it, but he batted really well in that first game. 26 retired. Andy Boldwell as well. Sorry, I just thought I needed to mention that. Like, just coming back to that point, and you talk about the young players, they all performed really well. But yeah, I just need to mention that one.
Massively. Yeah, I mean, both really good. But I mean, the youngsters on our team as well, you know, really, really positive. I mean, we saw in the final, didn't we, which we'll go on to. And then obviously Akash gets one which doesn't do anything and just stays low, and poor boy looks absolutely incredulous when he walks up to me. He didn't do anything. I was like, yeah, it just went under your bat, mate. It's just one of the things.
I fully know you're getting a WhatsApp message after he watches this or listens to it. What do you mean it didn't do anything?
It just died. You sort of like it, which, like, the previous few had got up and sort of beat, like, Brian and Mahesh for pace a little bit. And that one just sort of, I don't know what it hit, but it just absolutely, I don't know, it could have been a slow ball. I'm not good enough to tell. But he got on and just died. And poor Blake had to go for a two ball duck. But then out comes Park Life, strutting his stuff onto the floor. Not just giving it large.
Oh, mate. Oh, brilliant. Well, Park Life, man. Honestly, that was like inspirational. I had jump around before that House of Pain, and then I think I came on my iPod or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, this is perfect walkout song, Park Life. This is it. This is the one.
It was good. It was really sort of well received as well. Like, there's a lot of people singing it. It got like a cheer, I think, when it first came on. Yeah, that was quality. Yeah, it was a really good one.
I mean, without this becoming a podcast of shout outs, I think we do have to give a shout out to David Shanks, DJ on the day.
Yeah, DJ Shanky. Yeah,
incredible job on the day. Made a good atmosphere. All the walkout songs and sort.
It made a real difference.
Out.
That. Oh yeah, it did make a real difference. It felt like it was that made it feel like more of an event, like announcing people's walking out, the walkout songs, and it's, you know, updating on the score and what's needed and the things. That's the kind of thing that you need, and it's to keep people engaged and that sort of stuff with so much going on as well.
Also top bloke, really top bloke.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Really nice guy. So I eventually got caught by Pavel Florin with a good catch at cover. I'm not going to say it was a good shot because it wasn't, but it was a good catch regardless. And we were 4 for 37. So you're strolling out to crease, Aiden, 10 overs left, needing, same again, really, another 50 runs or so. How are you feeling at that point? Are you feeling fairly confident we can knock this off? Or
Not too bad, mate. You know, got to be confident. The way I'd done the batting order, I knew that, you know, we've got some decent cricketers coming in after me. And I'd hope I could get some runs. I mean, I'm in awful form in the league. So I was like, but absolute road at Woodall, by the way, which I think helped me out a lot. Because the pitches down in Devon, especially the early season, have been woeful. And everyone's saying, oh, you know, there's a lot in it for the bowlers, this pitch. I was like, this is bloody lovely. You know, a little bit of inconsistent bounce, but it was in my very low ability career, it was an absolute road. I was just thankful that Pavel didn't bowl to me first. I like a little bit of pace on the ball. I knew I could settle into the game. So that was nice. I'm sure you'll get on to Pavel in a minute. But I think Joe Fulton bowled to me first. Mm-hmm. And then Kashish from Cricket Bat Company. And then Polly came on, and I did feel like a little bit of a dick when she dropped one in short and I pumped her over her head. I did apologise for her in the Airbnb afterwards. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win these games of cricket.
Business. It's just business.
It's business at the end of the day. You know, we won. You know, if I didn't do that, we might not be sitting here as champions. So,
sorry, exactly.
Sorry, Polly.
So he got you bowled around your legs, stumped around your legs, really. I don't really know what.
No, he was through the
Tell us through your wicket. I'll take us through what it's like to be bowled by Pavel Florin. I believe me and Mutz were batting together at the time, and we were very sensible, weren't we, Mutz? In terms of, yeah. I think we were getting together and we were like, just nerdle Pavel around, you know, we're just dropping singles. I think that's the way to play him. Nice straight bat, drop it in, you know, don't do anything fancy. And I do have to give a shout out to Dan Jads and Tom Boom Boom Cricket for some unbelievable chat where they're like, come on, Aiden, hit a six. And somehow I've fallen for it. And I'm watching Pavel bowl, and the reason why he gets you out is it takes so long to get to you that you can play about 10 different shots in your head. And he's floated this one just outside leg stump. And I'm thinking, if I'm going to do it, this is the one. And my issue is, I'm naturally very unbalanced anyway. And when I try and hit a big shot, I'm even more unbalanced. So I've tried to hit this ball for 12. I'm pretty sure I've snicked it as well. And Dan's caught it. So I thought, oh, I'm out. I'll just walk. No one appealed for the caught behind, but because I walked, I was like out my crease anyway. Dan just stumped me and I just ran off at that point. I was like, oh, yeah. What a way to go.
You literally turn and run.
Yes, but like I've said many times, if I'm going to get out to anyone, I might as well get out to Pavel Florin, absolute hero of cricket.
And I feel that's quite a feather in your cap. Not many people can say they've been got out by Pavel.
I'm just going to say international cricketer, I reckon.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
What I'm going to say...
You came in after, and I don't know how you managed it. I mean, you could have hit that anywhere, JT, and you just happened to hit it into the fielder's foot, basically.
No, he didn't hit his foot. He never hit his foot. So, obviously, Pavel bowled a very similar delivery to me, but it was a bit more outside off. And I had, obviously, all the time in the world, like everybody does, to hit it anywhere. To be fair, I had a little bit of chat, like Aiden did from Dan, in my ear, saying, I've packed the leg side. Pat the leg side, so I thought, I'm going to hit it on the offside. I've got to hit this on the offside. I'm not going to hit it to one of them guys out in the leg side. I'm going to hit it on the off. Slapped it straight to, I think it's sort of extravagant, and he scoops it up. He didn't hit his foot, he scoops it up, and then he juggles it a bit and then takes the catch, and this was first ball. And I still can't believe it.
Yeah,
still can't believe it. It was a very, very good catch. It's like,
I
could have waited. I even had people say to me, you did the right thing. You waited. You hit it. I just didn't hit it down enough. And I didn't hit it. I could have hit it later. I could have just guided it a little bit, or defended it. I could have just stayed there for one ball at least. But
it's one of them things, isn't it? Like, if that fielder had been a step back.
Oh, it would have been on the ground. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
or it's going through his legs. You know,
yeah.
It's like it's just one of those things. I mean, it makes a beautiful piece of content.
If buts and maybes, lads.
I think my reaction said it all after that, though. I just turned around and just went, okay, right, fine. And then strolled off. And then Robbo showed how I should have done it because he waited for it and then plonked it through the covers for four.
He got a nicer ball. He got a half volley, which he actually just drove beautifully.
Yeah,
and kept it on the floor. Yours was a bit full. Yours was easier to chip up.
Yeah, it was a bit more air on it, but yeah.
I mean, Robert came and finished it off basically. When you went, John, we were 6 for 60, and we started to get a bit wobbly. I think when he's 8 to 9 on the board, 6 for 60, that starts to feel a bit risky. But then obviously out comes Robbo and 20 of 12 balls.
Then we have to give some credit to Mutz here for anchoring.
Yeah, stabilising
the innings, didn't you, Mutz?
I dropped anchor exactly what you said.
You were there for a long time. You were there for 47 minutes.
I was there. Yeah, I don't think I was there till we won the game. It was one of the because it was easy for someone for an old man like me. This is a perfect situation, isn't it? I've just got to get us home. So it was and it was easy because it was 7 wickets behind me, and we had Robbo, Yash, and all of that to come.
Just stick around.
Yeah, red inca. It was the easiest red inca ever, innit? I'm saying it, but like it was just. I mean, yeah, it was funny watching you three get out there. That's great at the casuals. We were all in at the same time.
Yeah,
we all get out.
Passing trip.
Mate, I thought Dan actually did some good work getting you out, Aidan. I thought that was pretty neat. Club work.
Big yeah, shout out to Ben with the Ben Matthews with the drone shot of it as well.
I've told a lot of boys this. I didn't realise how distracting it was with the drone above you. That's all you can hear.
Is that... You can hear this buzz, can't you? Yeah.
I think at one point you can hear me saying, like, I think I'm either talking to Mutz or the umpire. I think Mike was umpiring. And I go, I have no idea what you're saying. Like, I think I was asking for leg or something, and I was just like, not a clue. But to get some unreal footage, I think I can stop moaning. It was incredible.
That drone was good though. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, there's a drone shot behind that of me chipping it up and Pavel catching it, and it's a really nice sort of slow motion shot. And then the drone cam behind, it's just really cool footage, which is again wild that we've got that kind of thing. I have to give a bit of a shout out to the umpire as well, comeback cricketer. He talked me out a little bit because I think it was just after Akash went. And he sort of came up to him and was like, you're the type of player that if you stay here, we'll win. And like, just drop anchor and stay there. And I'm like, cheers, mate. And I'm like, my ego is already overinflated because I'm sort of on a high score against all these people. And the umpire's telling me that I can just play the Joe Root role, basically, and just anchor the innings and all these big hits come. And it was like three balls later. Yeah, fair play to him. We obviously won that, secured our position in the final. Against serious cricket, it was a very quick turnaround. I think it was only about 20 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, time was a bit of a game.
I know I'd literally managed to eat one sandwich. I've got a plate full of food waiting to tuck into, and Aidan popped his head around the corner and was like, do you want to go again with batting? I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, I've got half an hour to just eat this and sort of get my head in the game. He's like, now? Like, yeah. I was like, just looked at my plate of food, so I had to abandon it. I had like two sandwiches. So I think the team was nice. It seemed all right.
Same, man. I didn't really touch the tea, but I feel like that was the best thing for you. Otherwise, you'd have sat down, seized up, you know, thought about how good your innings was. Get straight back out there. You're seeing the ball. That was my thinking anyway.
I mean, yeah. So well, we're obviously batting first now in the final of our own tournament, which is quite. Different game. I feel like this was a different game.
Yeah.
Like the attitude to this one, because obviously we're batting first. There was no sort of low score for us to sort of dally towards. It felt like we needed to have a bit of a statement of intent, and I obviously opened with Yash. So off the first over from Hinders, I ended up getting a 10 ball three. No shame at all to being bowled by Hinders. Absolute gun bowler. And then Yash just went on or off and just started creaming it everywhere. I mean, what an innings it was from him. Retired on 51 off 29 balls. I mean, that really sets up nice, didn't it?
Great knock, yeah. Like I said, I didn't realise how good he was until you saw him absolutely smoking everything. I think, I generally think the reason was he didn't bat in the semi, or he didn't get...
He didn't.
So I went... So the thought process was whoever did that, you know, at start at the top. But he did tell me, he was like, oh, I'm all right, I can hold that. Just didn't realise.
Well, you see, a lot of the players that we've seen through the social side, obviously, and you see clips from a lot of time. It's from nets and stuff, and that's so much. But you don't. Some of them don't put match stuff in it. So you see some of the figures, and they mention it maybe. But yeah, you don't until you see them actually on a cricket field doing the stuff, you don't realise, because I didn't realise that. Like I said, I didn't realise how good Yash was. And well, to a degree, I did. But yeah, when he goes out there and smashes 50 odd off, what was it, 28, 29 balls?
29, yeah.
Yeah, so.
He did get dropped about four times, by the way.
He lived really vicariously.
We don't know what you're about.
We don't mention that, mate.
I watched his video from his whole innings, and I think it's dealt with even comments. Well, like, well, he did. He's mentioned on Yash's video. That's like the amount of times he should have been caught.
I mean, in our WhatsApp chat today, the Champions group chat, you know, how highly we regard fielding. I think we dropped one catch all tournament.
And that was a tough one.
Catches win matches.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Proves it, isn't it? Yeah, proves it. So first innings, we are, when I think it's when Yash retires, Robo comes out and we are 94 for three after 12 overs. So from this point on, we've got quite a good platform.
Yeah.
Aidan, were you happy with the eventual total of 133? Robo obviously finished on 28.
I think respectable. I think, I mean...
High score of the day on that pitch. So
yeah, I felt like, I mean, I probably let us down slightly being being the pinch hitter role when I can barely hit it off the square. I think I missed out on quite a few at the end.
So your five runs from nine deliveries.
That's great.
For a pinch hitter in the T20 is not.
Yeah. Sorry.
Even I would have done better than that.
I was trying my best. As I've got a text from B3 Cricket, I can blame my back because he said it didn't do you justice. I played some nice shots. They just didn't go anywhere.
He wants one of your bats.
Plugging it. But no, I think I was probably the only one who didn't do us justice in that. Regina batted well.
Robbo broke a tile on the
tile.
Yeah.
Was there any fallout from that, by the way?
It's not fixed. It's still in the pavilion, I believe. So
were they cross? Were they angry?
No. Just one of them things. It happens, doesn't it? We've had it before with different things. So
I think the bar bill will pay for it.
Yeah. Another shout out as well to young Brian. 15 up 18, batting towards the end there. So he played well. He played really well.
Mm.
I think it was a good total, wasn't it? I think we were going into the second innings fairly confident. We knew Sirius had some firepower, but confident in our fielding, weren't we, I think? And I think we were vindicated. I mean, Dave Painter got them off to a flying start. I think that was a bit of a concern, wasn't it? What were your thoughts, Aidan, when he was carving it all over the place?
Wasn't fantastic, but back to my bowlers. I think, like I said when we were out there, easiest captaincy job in the world, to send Robbo and Yash off. And I know I've got some decent spinners to back them up. So it was nice to have the options of I could take pace off it, go to spin. And I think that's what ended up getting some of the breakthroughs, wasn't it?
All of them. They all failed to spin.
Yeah.
Robbo didn't take a wicket, and they have Yash in the final.
I know what I'm doing then.
It was Akash obviously got three. Mahesh got three. You got one, didn't you? You got Hinders out, John.
Yeah.
Jake got the wickets. So it was all spin. And I think your homework in the draft really came home to roost. Everyone's picking paces, and we thought, no, this is going to turn.
Yeah. I mean,
despite what Sank said to John, he's not turning it.
yeah, that was, and he's put that on his TikTok, hasn't he? So
it's a nice little clip that just your outrage.
Oh, well, it was obviously a bit of jest, just the way he said it, and I had to go with it.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I think it's.
The slider. Yeah. It's the big turning off break that doesn't turn.
Yeah,
it's the variation. It's a natural variation.
Sounds exactly like my slur balls that are already slow.
So it was a little bit tight towards the end, right? Because it was obviously we had Rizwan in there, who we know from the first semi-final hits a nice clean ball and a big ball. You got Hinders there.
I think you got just before you do mention this bit. I think you got to mention Yash with two absolutely brilliant catches. In the deep, before we get to that point. Because
they probably went a long way to winning the game, right?
Because one of them was Munners when he was on seven, and then the other one was Dave Painter as well. I don't know how many he got. He got a decent amount. Was it 30-odd?
Dave got 34.
34, there you go.
Yeah.
So they were two. Yash was the only one who dropped one, but it was a tough chance. It was tougher than... It was a diving forward one.
He's got a
20p fine. And he got briefly kicked out of the WhatsApp group for it.
Yeah. I just, you know, if we're defending our title next year, we've got our standards.
We went from the start of the 13th over to the end of the 17th over without taking a wicket. So what were your... Were you worried, Aidan? What was your thoughts going into those last few overs?
Yes, I was worried, especially with, like we said, we had Hinders and Riz there. And I think they were the last two recognised batsmen at the time.
Probably, yeah.
But, like, I felt like Hinders was toying with us. I felt like JT, that was a huge wicket to get him. So I feel like he could have just flipped a switch and taken it away from us. And obviously, Riz, we've seen what he's done, and Mutz was telling me he's a decent cricketer. I think I was still nervous with the last over to go, and it was like 28 to win, wasn't it? And I was still setting my fields, like taking ages. So I was like, but that shows how much of an overthinker I am. I was like, they can still hit 29 in this.
They needed 29 from the last two. And the last, to be fair, Jake bowled the penultimate over and he only went for one. And that was, you know, on the 19th over of the T20 game. Absolute fair play. You know, that's a tough gig. And, you know, the last over went for 10. But, I mean, at that point, we needed 28. So it was...
I mean, the last ball went for four. We didn't even field it. We just let it go, didn't we? So
I do think Rob was very harsh. Because was it...
Was
Riz and the LBW shouting?
There was at least two. One he think he did it, but what? There was definitely one. There was one I was pretty confident at myself. I go up for... As a player, I'll still go up regardless. But I think it's out, I'm going to go up. Because you got to ask the question. You can't just... I can't have my own bar head on it and just go, oh, I don't think that's out. I'll go up.
The stats as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought Rob could have given it. For the sake of us having that champagne moment of taking all 10 wickets, I thought Rob could have, even if it was me. But I thought he could have given it.
But either way, it was... I felt I bowled 100% better than the semi-final. I landed it better and I put it in better areas. You've got to think. Mahesh, Mahesh,
Mahesh,
with his leg spins. He was brilliant.
Brilliant.
He was so good.
Him and Brian took two very casual and hence the name casual catches, but they just could have easily anybody. I mean, if it was me, they'd have been dropped. But he just. All day long.
Good technique.
Yeah. Two very good young cricketers.
They were loving it as well. I think they were. I watched Mahesh's video this afternoon. It's like they had a great day. And to get in the wickets, to get in the runs, I mean, that's such a big thing for them at that age.
Yeah.
Mahesh is he's a very good cricketer.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, when you watch his spell and the way he was bowling to good bowlers. Batters. Seriously, and he just turned 14.
Yeah.
His control was amazing. If anyone watches this, they should pick him up. He is
well, he bowled four overs, 16 runs, 3 wickets. His figures in the final.
And to get Badger on the last ball as well.
Yeah.
That was
He enjoyed the Badger one.
He was bowling at Manners, wasn't he? He bowled at Manners. Yeah. I can't remember now. So he's bowling at Fraser. Yeah. He's got Fraser out. Good cricketers. Mm. And he was all, honestly, from behind the stumps, absolutely brilliant spell. Brilliant. Match winning spell that was up there.
I enjoyed watching the entire game in the slips. Because again, that's somewhere I've never been before.
You did literally
nothing.
He was good morally for me when I was letting buyers go left, right, and said he was keeping me up.
I think I had to run twice when it went past you, but obviously you had one leg, so you know. But it's like I had nothing to do in the field. It was I can understand why people covet slip so much.
It's fun, isn't it? Slip the batter.
You get a front row seat to all this action and you rarely have to do anything. So I think one went to slip all day, and that was when you just put me on the edge of the circle four because nothing was going to slip. Oh. And then like the next ball, it went right through second slip. And I think Mutz thought I was still there because he was like cheering.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he turned around and I was like 20 yards
behind. Yeah, it was terrible.
It's always the way, isn't it? It's always the way.
I was like, Aiden just put me back here.
I think I just then just left you at Slipple game then, didn't I?
I just stayed asleep myself. I moved there myself. Yeah. I'm hidden anyway.
It was brilliant from behind the stumps, though. Those 20 overs were an absolute buzz from this, literally from the first painter dropping him. I mean, it was a hard one because you can't see it on the GoPro, but it dipped really hard and I nearly got my hands underneath and it popped out. So I dropped a blatant one there. I shouldn't, you know, decent people would have got that. But then coming back from that and then the vibe, the way that we all played and the pressure from behind the stumps, I'm so gutted about the footage, but I've got the audio and wow, don't stop yapping with the whole team. Loads of the team are not, don't stop yapping through the whole game. It was hostile.
Yeah.
Coming into the middle, it was hostile.
Yeah.
In the nicest possible way. I can imagine that.
No one was horrible except
it was the nicest hostility ever.
That got bleached.
I have to blame the other people in the Airbnb, Regina, Akash, Yash, for teaching me bad words. We had a group chat set up months, didn't we? I think from draft we've had a
yeah, concert. Yeah, it was literally that night of the draft. There was a group chat.
And it's been pretty much non-stop notifications, and then half of us stayed in the Airbnb together, and that was a good vibe. So I think team spirit and, you know, morale. I mean, we have to give a shout out to Bella and Sam Crickfit, who are reserves, assistant coach. Like, just keeping us all up and about, making sure the energy didn't drop. You know, yeah. Bella came, Bella was great. She really
threw herself into it, and it was. I feel like it helped. I feel that sort of, because it was fun. Like, we weren't taking ourselves entirely seriously. But I do think like those drills that she did before with us before the start of the first semi final helped get our heads in the game a little bit. Definitely, even though you forget your box mups for the first, was it the final? You forgot your box for
the final, and then I'm not very good with warm ups, but yeah. No. She was brilliant. I mean, it was, and the other guy was cool as well. And it was a shame, just like, he was pretty cool. The Crickfit guy as well.
Yeah.
But our team was, it was spot on. It was brilliant. And like I said, I think I said it on the day. It's like I've been playing with these people for a while, except
I think we have to give a shout out to Brian, who stepped up on the day. He was coming as a reserve, and it was only, I don't know who dropped out, but somebody dropped out and he sort of got a nod, like maybe he came not really expecting to play, maybe expecting to field a few overs as a reserve. And he opened with me in the first semi-final and he sort of got to bat in the second, in the final as well. So got some runs. So, I mean, credit to him, because that's, no small thing. Somebody being told you play. It's a definite shout out for him.
Yeah.
They're all going to be coming for us the next game, though.
They will.
They're going to be coming hard.
They want that star on the shirt.
We won the inaugural Content Creators Cup, and it's only fair because it's our tournament and it's our game. and if we didn't win, we were going to take the trophy home. It's just a shame we had to bring it up 7 hours from Devon to then just take it back. Have you got it there? Where is the trophy?
I'll find it. I'll get it. It's actually, I haven't built a trophy cabinet yet, but it's like obviously sat on my shelf by my router.
Come on, come show everybody the trophy. And I hope you've washed the champagne out of it.
Did they go through champagne?
There we go.
Yeah, there it is. Glory. Have you put green ribbons on it?
That's the medal, isn't it?
That's the medal.
I thought you had green ribbons made.
I need to get that like engraved around the side now. I don't know, like 2024 cricket casual.
Do you know what? It's been a good year for me.
Just leave that there.
Oh, yeah. I've got one as well. This is from the Evening League of Victoria Park, but my champions medal, there it is.
Expertly engraved, must I say.
Yeah. That's my whole trophy cabinet for the last 20 years, by the way, in the last few months.
Trophy shelf. So we won. It was a great presentation afterwards. You said some really nice words, Aidan.
Thank you. Yeah, and another thing about... And I didn't expect to do that, so it was very off the cuff.
You started out nicely.
Yeah. Didn't know what I was doing, but...
I think what was good was people stayed and people got involved in the celebration, the cheers, and sort of like everyone could have just left. You know, serious cricket, especially like after they got beat, they could have just left, but they stuck around. A lot of most of the cricket district teams stuck around. Most of like the content creators 11 stuck around to just be involved, and it was just great. I mean, it was just a great sort of after party, wasn't it? It was good sort of afterwards. Everyone was chatting, everyone having beer, taking selfies, and photos of a trophy and things like that. I cashed out for Flair.
They were not happy with that, were they?
I could feel the eyes burning as much as that flare was.
We're about to lift the trophy. I think it was Bella who said, wait, someone's going to get a pyrotechnic. And I was like, what?
I think it was all right that he held it, but it was the fact that he ran on the pitch and just left it on there.
Mate, what are you doing? It was a great picture, though. Him running off like the twilight with the flare.
But I will give, like, for the people who stayed, as well, I had such a surreal experience when I was talking to Rohan Club Cricket Badger at 1 o'clock in the morning in our kitchen back at the Airbnb. I was like, what is going on? Like,
it was just a really good day, really good tournament. I mean, my own personal thoughts on it are that it could not have gone any better. And because we won, obviously, I think it's probably a different conversation. We wouldn't have done it again next year if we didn't win.
Sacked it off.
A bad job.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just went perfectly. Everybody bought into it. So much. I've been loving all the content that's coming in all the platforms. It's so cool seeing everyone's taken it and all the different battles that people have taken away and the clips that they're putting on. It's just, it makes you feel like it was a success. I don't know what your thoughts are. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on it as a final thought.
I think it was just, like I said at the beginning, it was probably better than I thought. And I think I said this to you, Adam, didn't I? When I was like, I'm going back to work, I'm going to be depressed for ages, because it's like, it has been a year in the planning. And it went so well. And like I said then, watching all the content back and the memories you'll get from it, like everyone's videos that I'm watching, I'm like, you get that little kind of reminder of how good it was. And actually I thought, oh, I'm going to need a long break of not doing anything. But actually, all like the positive reviews and how much everyone loved it. Like, I'm back planning next year.
Get
already.
Back on it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's I think it was Toby that said, like, for Cricket District, he said, like, cricket content creation, it might have been Dan actually, is really going to take off. And you feel that now, like, that everyone's commenting. Everyone's commenting on all everybody else's stuff. Like, there's a real sort of community feel to it. You've got, like you said at the start, you got accounts of like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers engaging with like people who've got 1, 2, 3. And it's like, it feels like there's a community, like the group chat we've got with everybody in it. Everybody gets involved. It's like, I know the casuals one is quite busy. I'm guessing all the others are. It just feels like the community is there now and it's set up and it can really push on. And that's just really cool. I think it's amazing.
Like I said the other day, I think, you know, we're obviously all passionate cricket fans. And the reason why we set this up and the plans that we have is obviously looking at, you know, football and what they have in terms of content creators. Cricket's probably not there yet, but I think this can be the start of something like,
yeah,
we obviously want to make this event bigger and better. And we've got plans for other events as well, where we don't want it to be a closed shop. We want it to be, you know, roles and opportunities available. We try to push that as much as possible. And hopefully people have seen what we did 2 weeks ago, want to be involved, even if it's just coming to watch and meet all the creators and meet the brands. We'll try our best to make it as accessible as possible to anyone who wants to be involved. So make sure you're following, make sure you're subscribing for all the details for next year and events that we've got planned, and you can get involved as well.
Cricket Content Creators Cup 2025 starts here.
Like it. That's a thumbnail sorted, isn't it?
There it is.
This podcast is sponsored by B3 Cricket. B3 Cricket's English Willow bats are some of the best in the business, and their gear is used by village players and pros alike. Use code CC10 for 10% off your cricket equipment online. Search B3 Cricket and use code CC10 for 10% off your next order. This podcast is sponsored by Cricket Bat Company. Discover your perfect cricket equipment with Cricket Bat Company's premium bats, bat matching service, boot camp and bat repair. Contact them on Instagram at Cricket Bat Company, that's all one word, at Cricket Bat Company, and use code CC25 for 25% off.
So I've put together a quiz, a little quiz, a Content Creators Cup quiz. You know how I like, how I love a scorecard, some stats, so I've been through. So it is just a standard quiz. There's, how many questions have we got? 12, I think, 10. A few questions. It's just, I'll just write down the answers and then I'll go through the answers at the end.
Oh, hang on.
It's quite straightforward. A few is fine. There are 11 questions.
11 questions? Well, I can't even remember who's won the most this series.
We'll start again. We'll start again.
Refresh it.
I think it was Mutz. I'm fairly certain it was Mutz. Yeah. He did the fewest quizzes.
No, I haven't won that many. Anyway.
You did the fewest quizzes, so that tells me that you were successful.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So all of these questions, unless otherwise stated, are in individual games. So, for example, the first question is, who spent the longest time at the crease? So that is related to a per-game thing. So who spent the longest time in a game at the crease is not cumulative. So there are, I think there were two, no, there's one question which is overall across the entire, across all the games, but unless otherwise stated, they are per game. So question one is, who spent the longest time at the crease?
For each of the games?
No, just the longest in all three.
Oh,
which
right.
Which one player spent the longest time at the crease in one game? So it's not cumulative.
Okay.
I think I get what you mean. Right, I've got a name. Yeah.
Question two. Which two batters have the biggest partnership?
Oh. Oh, I'm trying to think there. Oh, it's got to be...
This is actually quite hard. No, I mean, you think about it.
You can see, yeah, I thought I can't just put like who top scored in each game because you guys can't get to score. I can't see that.
I was going through that today as well.
And I know for a fact you've been through the scorecards, Aidan, because you put questions in the group chat, so I thought I need to make this a bit trickier.
I'm going to go with that. I don't think it is, but I'm going to go with that.
Have we got something?
Yeah.
Have we got something in?
Yeah, I think so.
Question three. Which batter faced the most deliveries? And this is overall. So in all games that was played, which one batter faced the most deliveries across the day?
That's a very good question.
I'm going to go with that.
It's a really hard one.
I'm going to go with that. I've got one.
Easy. It's not who you expect either.
Is it not?
No.
Go on.
Okay.
Question four. Come on. Which bowler went for the most runs who bowled the full four over allocation? So that's the only bowlers who bowled four overs who went for the most runs.
Oh. I feel harsh putting this down.
No, I think I don't know if I... No, I don't think...
Have you got something?
I'm glad I only bowled two overs.
You're on track to beat them as well.
Okay,
question five. Which bowler went for the least runs? Again, only bowlers who bowled the full four over allocation.
Yeah, I've got one.
Everybody locked in?
Yeah.
Question six. Who hit the most sixes?
It had to be.
We should know this. You should know this.
Yeah.
We announced it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I've got it.
Question seven. Who hit the most fours?
Oh.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Okay.
So everybody's all about the sixes, but actually, the fours are where it's at.
Okay. Right. I'm starting to feel pretty confident, but then I think you're going to like say these are all like second or something, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm not the same.
Question eight. who ran the most singles and doubles?
This is a curveball, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, or triples, but it's because the NV play doesn't differentiate between singles, doubles, or triples. They just do runs and boundaries. So,
okay.
Who ran the most, basically?
Yeah, I've got one for that.
Question 9: which team had the best bowling power play figures?
Easy, mate.
Is it?
Easy.
Aiden's very, very confident. That's
going to be quite embarrassing. Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, no.
yeah, I've changed mine, because
If we had a decent keeper, it would be easy.
Question 10.
Oh, no, because that's ruined my thing now.
Question 10. Which batter had the most partnerships?
I feel like I'm putting his name down quite a bit now.
There is one person who features quite prominently in this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, question 11: which team had the best batting power play figures?
Oh, yeah. I've got one. Yeah.
I've had a very poor end to this. Very poor.
Yeah, it's going to be there or thereabouts. I think the top score we're going to get is like 3.5.
Right, let's go.
I'm glad to hear that, because I was working hard trying to figure out what niche question I could get that you can't just glance at a scorecard and get an answer for.
This is very good. I like this.
So question 1, who spent the longest time at the crease? It was young Finlay Spinks.
Yes! Shouldn't we have given our answers first?
I am doing.
No, but shouldn't we have given you the answers and you tell us who was right?
Okay, that makes sense.
Because otherwise,
we're Finlay Spinks.
I've put Finlay Spinks.
Yeah, I put Finlay Spinks as well.
There's no Australians here. We're not going to cheat. So.
I didn't.
We would have cheated, but.
So, does everybody get a point for that first one then?
Yeah.
Not me.
I did.
No, I didn't put Finlay.
Who did you put? I put me. You were close. You went too far away. You were second. So, JT didn't get a point. Question 2: which two batters had the biggest partnership?
I went with Jack and Finlay.
Oh
no!
I put Munners and Uzzy.
Oh, that's a shout, isn't it?
What did you put, Mutz?
I put Jack and Finn.
No, Munners and Uzzy. Correct.
Fair play. Yeah.
Partnership of 63. 41 from Munners, 7 from Uzzy.
Fair play.
Now we're starting.
Point to Aiden. Question 3: which batter faced the most deliveries overall? What did you get? What did you put, Mutz?
I got this wrong because I put Munners.
No.
Nowhere near, am I?
You're not far away, but no. Aiden?
No. I've put Uzzy, but I'm thinking he didn't spend that long in the final, did he?
But okay, JT?
I put Hinders.
No, he was, does he? Again, Aiden's pulled out of the bag here. Yeah, he faced 42 deliveries. Only 10 of them were in the final, but I think he hung around a bit with Munners in that partnership.
Yeah.
He wasn't really scoring, but he was there facing.
Sugar.
The stories that the stats tell are wild. Like the tales that weave the way in the game. It's beautiful.
I'm on the 100% here, so this is where it starts falling apart.
Question 4: which bowler went for the most runs off their full 4 overs? So we'll come to Aiden first.
I felt harsh putting this, but I feel like Rob B got a bit of tap.
Okay. JT?
Yeah, I went Rob.
What?
I went Polly.
It was actually Charlie Cook.
Oh, really?
Oh, of course it was.
Oh.
He suffered at the hands of Jack from Cricket District big time.
Yeah.
I watched that video as well.
For his 4 deliveries, he went for 56, which was
slimy.
Tough gig. He pulled it back in the final, though. He had better figures in the final. But yeah, that was quite a pasting. Sorry, Charlie. Yeah. No shame in it, though. Getting hit by Jack. That's
It got featured on the Cricket District channel. So.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. So question five. Scores at minutes.
Nothing, right.
You've got nothing. JT's got one. Aiden's on three. So Aiden's pulling away here. Question
he
five.
Did organise the event.
Yeah, it's only fair. Yeah. Question five. Which bowler went for the least runs of their full photo of allocation? JT?
Oh, God.
I went with Regina.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep.
Regina.
Aiden?
Jake Burton, 3-7, I reckon.
No, we spoke about Regina. She only went for six runs after four overs.
Oh, shit.
You've dropped the... What, dropped
what,
the
what, this
there. You've dropped the answer that we've given on the podcast already.
That wasn't the best figures, was it? It was just the least
it
runs.
It wasn't figures, it was the least runs, yeah. I knew if I said figures.
I told this where it falls apart.
It's slipping, JT's catching up now.
Shit.
Question six. Who hit the most sixes? JT?
Jack. I went with Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too with three.
It was four.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack, correct. Everybody wins.
Easy one, that one, just to get me back on track.
Question seven. Who hit the most fours? Aiden?
I went Robbo.
Okay. Mutz?
I've gone with Dave Painter.
JT?
I went with Robbo.
There it was, Munners hit seven.
Oh! Thought we weren't there at this rate.
I'm made up that you're getting these wrong. That vindicates my efforts.
Yeah, Munners. I like this. This is good. Backed out one of our star men, but.
Yeah. Seven fours he hit. It's in that 40. So, yeah. He didn't run much. I think he only went like five singles.
Fair enough. It's just after when you do that.
No. That's the way he plays, though, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
When you're built like that, you're not going to run many. You're just going to use your levers. But if I could hit the ball that far, I'd just be standing there smashing it.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Question eight. Who ran the most singles, doubles, triples? Aiden?
It better be someone on this screen. And I feel like I ran quite a lot with him with a dodgy knee. I went with Mutz.
Okay, Mutz.
Ooh.
I think you maybe.
Okay.
Who's you? Adam.
Adam.
JT?
I think it was Finlay.
It was Finlay, 26.
He
crossed Finlay out.
He didn't hit many. He didn't hit. Did he hit a boundary at all?
No.
No, I remember he might have got one.
A couple. Yeah. He got two. Oh, no, actually, fair play to him. He hit four and two sixes in the first game.
Hey, no, he didn't hit a six.
It says on the scorecard.
They put it down to the wrong person then, because it wasn't a six. He didn't hit a six.
And maybe anyway. Three fours then.
Yeah.
I think the MV play stats got a little bit messed up at the beginning.
For the purpose of the quiz, he still ran a lot. I know he did. Yes. Anyway,
we're really grateful to MV Play for agreeing to stream. It was an amazing service. So
I'm Bliss and Jack for scoring all day.
I'm Bliss, yes. Yeah.
They're incredible. We will have we'll sort you out next year with walkie talkies, so we know who's who.
Yeah, and bodyguards.
Anyway,
question nine: which team had the best bowling power play figures? Aiden.
I had. Was it actually us?
What did you put?
I had us crossed out when I remembered that Robbo bowled like 700 byes. Then I put Sirius, and then I went District. So District is mine.
So you put everyone basically.
I've settled with District. Since they had Sirius at like what was it like 2-7 or something?
Mm. Okay, JT.
I went with Cricket District.
No, it was us in the first semi-final. We took 4 wickets for 42. Yeah. Second best, I think Cricket District took 3 wickets for 43. It was close.
Oh.
But we took 4 for 42 in the power.
Munners must have got a few runs. Just, yeah. In that, yeah, anyway.
We were there as well, JT. How have we got that wrong?
I just know Cricket District, but I know MRB bowled really well up front. That's what I was thinking.
So scores on the doors at the moment. We have JT and Aiden on 4 and Mutz on 2. So this is...
I'm on 3. Excited.
Because I've not put that one there. You got, 3. Sorry, my bad. So it's anyone's game.
Well, what a lovely finish to this quiz.
Yeah. Question 10. Which batter had the most partnerships per...
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first, mate.
I'm going to go with Finlay.
Aiden?
I thought Finlay, but I thought that might be too obvious. And I've gone and backed Mutz. I don't know why.
Mutz?
Riz?
No, it was Finlay. With 9. He basically stayed there the entire game. He pretty much carried his bat. He stayed with everybody. So points to JT. JT moves into the lead.
I don't like this game anymore.
Last question.
Come on.
Question 11.
Come on.
Which team had the best batting power play? Mutz?
Cricket District.
Mm-hmm. Aiden?
I mean, I've dropped the ball massively. You opened the batting very well, mate, but I put us, but seemed you were like 23 or 30, whatever you were.
Probably you have 22.
Okay.
I went with us, casuals.
No, it was Cricket District. 48 runs for 1 wicket.
Pulls it back at the last. I pulled it back at the last.
Hey, is there a tie?
Have I lost that?
Mutz
and Aiden are on 4, JT's on 5. There is a tiebreak question.
Go on, then.
Go on, you two.
Shall we do double points?
No, doesn't matter, because whoever gets it wrong...
can't be bothered to do this.
I can't, no, I don't want to be involved in this. It's between them two.
Okay. Like it. Is it like a buzzer style? Is it a buzzer style, or is it just a...
No, it's nearest two.
Okay.
How long did Mutz bat for in the semi-final?
How's that fair?
It was mentioned as well.
Start scorecard.
Yeah, pretty sure. He was bloody the one doing it.
I'm pretty sure it was mentioned as well in the podcast. Okay.
Because I can sort of remember it only from the podcast. I wouldn't have guessed this. Should we answer it, Aiden?
Yeah.
What you got, mate?
I think someone mentioned 41 minutes.
Can I say my answer, even though I'm not involved in this?
Yeah.
47 minutes.
Oh, no.
What did you put, Mutz?
47.
Yeah, 47. Yeah.
Lucky, because I can't remember anything. Lucky, I was going to say 43, but I went 47. But yeah, cool.
Aiden, the wheels really did fall off there, pal.
Oh, unlucky, Aiden.
What, did you get the first 4 right? And then
I was so confident.
It's like your back.
Oh, dear.
Right, okay.
That's it.
I like doing quizzes. So
you can do the next one. Yeah. That's all she wrote.
Make it really hard. It's actually going to be a Lauren Bell quiz. So,
all right, well,
yeah.
Specialist subjects.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gents, boys and girls, once again for the podcast. Thank you for listening this far. If you aren't subscribed or following all of our accounts, will be linked below. Thank you all that have all interacted with all the cricket casual stuff during the Content Cup and everybody else's. Thank you to obviously Aiden, Adam and Mutz throughout this podcast. We will be back again probably in a couple of weeks, I think, for another podcast. Aiden's obviously got to do the quiz. Unlucky Aiden. And we'll catch you in the next one.